Welcome. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. And this half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. And I say that as a customer. I bought Ford brand new. The experience was tremendous. And the number of vehicles to choose from was off the charts. And they also have great pre-owned inventory. That may fit your budget better. They have just lots and lots of pre-owned inventory, and they go over each and every one with a fine-tooth comb. It's the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Opportunity now to talk with Bob Nightingale. We'll talk a little bit about Major League Baseball currently as it's being played. And also looking back on the great Willie Mays. And Bob, when you look back at Willie Mays and the impact he had not only on the game, but also he was a go-between at times between other players and the manager, especially when Alvin Dark was the manager. Herman Franks was exponentially more wide open than Alvin Dark, but he was that key go-between, wasn't he, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like Orlando said, when Willie hit a home run, Orlando Cepeda wanted to, do it better. But I think it was just he was such a big star. And he was kind of a loner, when he would go back to his hotel rooms after games, and he was so beloved. Everybody wanted a piece of his time. And he was kind of cautious of that, wary of people. Never drank, so wasn't out partying in the streets. And usually when midnight, hit, he was home in bed. But yeah, just at a time, and there was a lot more, black players in the game, then than today. Right. But no, he was very instrumental. He wasn't, an outspoken, leader, like guys. It wasn't like a Henry Aaron, for instance. He was very close with the Martin Luther King Jr. and everything else fighting racism. Mm-hmm. Where Willie, kind of stayed in the shadows of that and kind of fought his own private battles.
What does it tell you about the games he played stickball in the streets of New York when the Giants were there?
Yeah, I mean, here he is. He might have been even younger, but he is, 17 years old when he's playing with the Birmingham Black Barons in 1948. He's probably playing, some exhibition games at the ballpark when he was younger. But he was, everybody knew he was going to be the best player on the field, and just loved the game, like you said, playing stickball.
Yeah, he was also on deck with Bobby.
Steve, this is Reggie Jackson. I got to take this call.
Oh, well, I think you should take the call after what happened last night.
Okay. I'll check back to your producer.
Okay, great. Okay, so while Bob talks with Reggie Jackson, we will hear from Reggie Jackson, because I'm sure that's what the substance of the call is going to be. It was on Fox. Alex Rodriguez talking with him in the pregame show about going back to Rickwood Field in Birmingham. The background is quite simple. Reggie Jackson played in the Kansas City A's organization, and the A's had their minor league team in Birmingham at the time. So an open-ended question by Alex Rodriguez turned into a rather insightful and at times painful answer by Reggie Jackson.
Reggie, the baton has been passed for over a century here. We've been talking earlier about if it wasn't for the Willie Mays, the Jackie Robinson, the Reggie Jacksons, the three of us wouldn't have an opportunity to play. How emotional is it for you to come back to a play that you played with one of the greatest teams around?
Alex, when people ask me a question like that, it's like coming back here is not easy. The racism that I played here, when I played here, the difficulty of going through different places where we traveled. Fortunately, I had a manager and I had players on the team that helped me get through it. But I wouldn't wish it on anybody. People said to me today, I spoke and they said, you think you're a better person? You think you won when you played here and conquered? I said, I would never want to do it again. I walked into restaurants and they would point at me and said, the can't eat here. I would go to a hotel and they say, the can't stay here. We went to Charlie Finley's country club for a welcome home dinner and they pointed me out with the N-word. He can't come in here. Finley marched the whole team out. Finally, they let me in there. He said, we're going to go to the diner and eat hamburgers. We'll go where we're wanted. Fortunately, I had a manager, Johnny McNamara, that if I couldn't eat in the place, nobody would eat. We'd get food to travel. If I couldn't stay in a hotel, they'd drive to the next hotel and find a place where I could stay. Had it not been for Raleigh Fingers, Johnny McNamara, Dave Duncan, Joe and Sharon Rudy, I slept on their couch 3-4 nights a week for about a month and a half. Finally, they were threatened that they would burn our apartment complex down unless I got out. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. The year I came here, Bull Connor was the sheriff the year before. And they took minor league baseball out of here because in 1963, the Klan murdered 4 black girls, children, in 11, 12, 14 years old at a church here and never got indicted. It was, they were from the Klan. Life magazine did a story on them like they were being honored. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. At the same time, had it not been for my white friends, had it not been for a white manager and Rudy Fingers and Duncan and Lee Myers, I would have never made it. I was too physically violent. I was ready to physically fight some. I'd have got killed here because I'd have beat someone's ass, and you'd have saw me in an oak tree somewhere.
Reggie, I can't even imagine. It's awful you had to go through that, but you know, appreciate you sharing the rawness and the honesty of it with our audience. I mean, really, it's...
We love you, Reggie.
Yeah, thank you.
Man.
Quick history lesson right there.
That's a great history lesson. You. Reggie Jackson telling us all about it, preaching. Wow, that's unbelievable. The great Reggie Jackson, the Hall of Famer, joining us here, and we've got more to do. We were
67, which is 3 years after the Civil Rights Act, but a year before Dr. King was murdered in Memphis. And talking about what it was like in Birmingham, we need to listen more to stories like that so we understand what it was like so we can have perspective moving forward. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, as Reggie said, it was just the emotions came out. He's talked about that before, but not on live TV. It's different in print. He has mentioned that several times. Being south and, he wanted no part of Birmingham. You know, I remember when Dusty Baker got, with the Atlanta and Dodgers, just, the racism in Florida, at Vero Beach. So, these guys all have these stories. But I think in that setting, yesterday and in, being, on live TV, I think kind of hit home. It's like, okay, let's don't make this a beautiful picture, perfect thing, Willie growing up in Birmingham and how great it was. Don't forget about, Bull Connor and, the guy from the hotel manager jumping ass in the pool. Those things. And Birmingham became kind of the heart of the civil rights movement here.
Right, no question. I'm glad he went back, and I'm glad he did it. He could have bypassed it because of the hurt feelings. He still went back. I give him credit for it.
Yeah, just had played here, they invited him. And there was like 4 or 5 Hall of Famers here, a bunch of former players. I think everyone would be a part of it, and he did too. And, obviously he was a Mays fan, and so, he wanted to pay his respects as well here.
Yeah. So let me ask you about where we are with this season right now. The Yankees just went through a series with Baltimore, won the first game. Aaron Judge got hit in the left hand by a pitch. And then the Orioles won the next two, including 17-5. It's just a series, but what did you learn about the two teams in that series?
Well, after all the talk about, the Yankees, how great they are, they're going to the World Series, it's like, hey, wait a minute now. Let's don't forget about the Orioles, who have the most, the greatest collection of young talent in all of baseball. you know, they've had so many injuries. I think they've had four guys, pitchers, on with the ninth in the last 17 days. It's amazing what they've done, but they still have so much depth at the minor leagues, so they can go get some more pitching help. So now it should be these two teams will line up for a collision course in the ALCS. I still think Baltimore could be the team to beat. I mean, they won the division easily, you know, last year. I picked them to win the World Series this year. So the Yankees are good. They have more star power. But as far as young talent and maybe more balanced team, better look at Baltimore.
What do you think the impact of Mookie Betts' injury is for the Dodgers?
It's huge. As you know, much money as they put in that team is so top star, heavy. I mean, after the first five hitters, it's a massive drop off. Mookie means everything to that team. I mean, people talk about Ohtani, like, wait a minute now. There's a guy who never played shortstop at the major league level. And now he's, you know, playing for a championship team, a team that's in first place, leadoff guy. You know, he makes that team go. He's had a couple of rocky Septembers in the past, I think, just worn down. So who knows? Maybe it's a little bit of a blessing in disguise to, get some time off before he comes back. But he means everything to that team. I mean, no one is more important to the Dodgers than Mookie Betts.
Yeah, without question. Phillies have been going along at a decent pace for the most part. Everybody hits a little rut in the road. They get Turner back, but JT is out for them. Marsh has been out for them. How do you view them at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I still think it means another outfielder. Could use another, bullpen arm, too. Very good team. The only thing that scares you a little bit is they're streaky. I mean, we saw what happened with them last year, losing the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, they were a better team than Diamondbacks, but they got cold at the wrong time. So same thing in the playoffs. You know, they got a streaky guys like Schwarber and Castellanos. Harper, lives up to the moments, but not everybody else does. You know, if the three big guys stay, pitching-wise, stay healthy with Suarez, Wheeler, Nola, then they should be just fine. They really should. It'll be interesting because same thing. They expect, anything short of a World Series to be a bitter disappointment for them.
And normally when people sit down, they talk baseball. Let's talk about the Yankees. Let's talk about the Dodgers. Obvious. Not many people say, hey, let's talk about the Mariners. Bob, the Mariners are sitting there in first place. Right, they're not quite the 600 baseball, but what's the vibe around that team right now?
Well, they can pitch very deep in pitching, and remember now, just a couple years ago when the Astros won the World Series, the team that scared them to death, was the Seattle Mariners. Seattle Mariners could have swept that series; they could have been, World Series champions. You worry about their offense some. But, teams don't slug away the World Series. They pitch away the World Series. So, they get in the playoffs. I think the last team anybody wants to face. I don't care if the Orioles, the Yankees, or whoever. Cleveland's got some nice pitching, too, and, better offense. But that dominant pitching that just scares teams to death. And when they should be in the postseason. I mean, this could be the end of the Astros' reign here, as far back as they are. And, Texas having their problems, too. But, Seattle has got to be the team to beat in that division.
Kansas City and Cleveland in the Central, along with the Twins. I mean, you got three teams there that all are over 500 right now, with Cleveland setting the pace. What's made the National League Central so much more intriguing as a division?
Well,
the American League Central.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins, Twins probably the most, the best lineup, the best overall team, but they've been so hurt. And they're a better team now, of course, with Royce Lewis back and Byron Buxton. Correa's having a strong season. So it's a very, very well-rounded team. Cleveland, I think people are just shocked at the offense. Now, they did, change the ballpark with the seating and everything else. So there's kind of a wind current there, but their offense is shocking how good it's been because it was just so bad for so long. I still think KC fades. It's been a great season for them. Bobby Witt's a special player, but it's hard to see them you know, keep going like this. And I can't see this being a team that, hey, let's give up some prospects and go for this thing. You know, they worked, you know, they've had too many bad years getting these prospects. I don't see them giving up right away, where a team like Minnesota, even a team like Cleveland, I think would be more prone to say, okay, let's be a little aggressive here at the trade deadline.
Thanks so much for jumping back on with us. I really appreciate it. You know, if I have to move aside, I guess Reggie Jackson's a good reason to do it. So,
yeah. I reached out, and I should have called him last week because I've done so much stuff here for the Rickwood game and people played here, and yeah, I know Reggie fairly well. But yeah, I big thing is I just wanted to get his reaction, and he said, you know, he was surprised, you know, how positive it's been. It's been great, but just came out. I mean, he's talked about it in print. But it's different, you know, saying it on saying it for newspaper, magazine, or website than it is on live TV.
Well, that's the difference between him and me. He's the straw that stirs the drink. So, Bob, thanks so much.
Yeah,
it's always a pleasure.
Very glad. Very glad he said that. He really is. Yeah, just a reminder.
That's right.
Not that long ago. And hey, they, don't forget this still exists. It's like everybody was loving Willie Mays and Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much.
Very my pleasure. Take care, Steve. Bye.
Outstanding Bob Nightingale, USA Today, as we talk about baseball, Reggie Jackson, and so forth. A lot more to come on today's show. This show being brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. As we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.